My name is Renata, and I am a cook from Indonesia, Jakarta to be precise.
And what are you doing here in Brussels?
I'm here to promote Indonesian cuisine, of course.
Is it Javanese cuisine or Sumatra cuisine or Aceh cuisine or...
We are really trying to, how do we deliver all of the flavors that we want to introduce into one single set menu? So it is very challenging for us to pick the dishes as well. So in the set menu, we have dishes from 9 different regions. And of course, each region have their own characters, different varieties of produce as well, and also spices. So all of them are very diverse.
And is this just straight traditional Indonesian food, or have you taken Indonesian food and done something else with it?
Oh, well, actually, our main purpose is to introduce the flavors of Indonesian cuisine. We want people to taste it, to smell it, to understand all these new flavors. But of course, most of us, we are actually based in French cuisine. For me, I actually started with French cuisine, and me being Indonesian is not actually the reason why I have interest in Indonesian cuisine. Like, my interest is very neutral and unbiased. I went back to Indonesia, and everything is very interesting. Like, I was like jaw-dropped just to see like how amazing just all these cuisines are. So in all these dishes, of course, we try to elevate everything, because all these dishes are very ancient. It's called the rites of our ancestors. These are all ancient cooking, where maybe the technology wise it was not the same back then. So of course we will try to use a lot of like better produce, the best produce that we can get, and technique wise of course it's all elevated.
So how do you get a durian in Brussels?
A durian? I've actually never this is my first time in Brussels as well, and I've never seen one single durian in this place, so...
You brought ingredients with you?
Yeah, well, some of the ones that we can't find. Some of them we got it from the Netherlands, because they have a lot there. But of course, some ingredients, they are not the same at all in terms of quality, and we brought most of it from Indonesia.
Well, I'm looking forward to tasting it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Maximilian. I'm from Indonesia, from Bali. I work in the Teatro Gastrosek restaurant, which is in Seminyak in Bali. So I come here to Brussels as part of our tour to introduce Indonesia cuisine. So we're going to do our tour in Barcelona, Bratislava, Prague, Brussels, and we're going to close it in Rotterdam. So every single places we're going to serve Indonesian cuisine. We're going to serve it in the degustation menu, a 5-course menu.
What's the difference between Balinese cooking and Javanese cooking?
In every region in Indonesia, they have a particular characteristic of the food. Javanese is more too sweet. In Balinese, you have strong in the spices and the savory. Even if you go to the west Sumatra, they more use coconut meal, coconut cream, and a lot of spices, and more hot.
One of the reasons that the European powers wanted to take Indonesia was because of all the spices. So can you talk a bit about, it's amazing how many spices there are in Indonesia.
A lot of different of a variety of spices, which is have their own characteristic. So basically, like, if you know it's the history, all the countries from Europe come to Indonesia to take the spices, because yes, Indonesia is very rich with this kind of spices. Like, it's very, very good, and when you use it for cooking, it's so fantastic, give a very, very good flavor.
Well, like, nutmeg comes from Indonesia.
Yeah,
and it's a basis for Belgian cooking, so it's interesting that, you know, we need Indonesia.
That's why, like, basically, if you come to Indonesia, there's a lot of things that haven't been exposed to the international world. So this is also part of our mission, to introduce what kind of spices or heritage from our country to get known by the international.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I'm looking forward to it.
For sure. Thank you.
Speaking with Ambassador, Excellency, what is it that you're trying to do with Indonesian food in Europe?
You know, I know that Indonesian food are not bad at all. It is comparable to that from other countries like Thailand, Vietnam. But we know that, you know, restaurants offering Indonesian food are already very few here. So this is a challenge for me, because we believe food is a tool. We call it, you know, love comes from stomach. So we would like to be close with Europe through our food.
So you're bringing us love with your food.
Of course, that's the objective.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.